February 24, 1933. The truth. Seed. Celestial farmer and human sower. Immutability of divine ways. What purpose pains and contradictions serve? My little mind was all occupied by the so many truths that blessed Jesus had manifested about the divine will, and each one of them presented itself as a portent, one distinct from the other, but a divine portent, not human. Not of earth, but of heaven, and there remained as all an act of wanting to assail the creature in order to communicate to her, and transform her into their portentous virtue, all celestial and divine. But while my mind was so occupied, I thought to myself, and yet, before a truth so celestial and divine, in which the shadow of the human does not exist, so lovable, so penetrating, holy, full of lights are they, each one of them encloses the life, the love, the sanctity of he who has manifested them, yet there are those who reading something about these truths are doubtful, they make difficulties, and you know it, O Jesus. Everything is known by you. And I felt all oppressed and yearned for my sweet Jesus in order to tell him my pain. And he, surprising me, told me, "My good daughter, do not afflict yourself for this. You must know that in order to know one truth, one needs to love it. Love makes the appetite arise, the appetite gives the taste makes arise the hunger of eating to fullness and chewing very well the substance of a food, that is, my truths. Chewing then produces easy digestion in a way that one feels the possession of the great good that my truth possesses and produces, and then the doubts cease, the difficulties melt like snow before the rays of a burning sun. Now, if they have hardly touched them without eating them with a profound study, with a love that generates the appetite, what wonder is it that they make doubts and difficulties? Oh! How it would have been better to say, it is not food for us, nor do we have the will to eat it, rather than give judgments. But one knows that my truths find a place more in simple hearts than learned. This happened in my redemption. To my sorrow, not one learned one followed me, but all the poor, ignorant, simple ones. You must know that my truths are seeds that I, celestial farmer, continue to sow in souls. And if I make my sowing, with certainty I must gather the fruit. Many times it happens to me as to a poor sower who casts his seed into the earth, but for lack of moisture, the earth does not have the strength to eat the seed in order to digest it and convert it into earth, and give the substance that has been absorbed from the seed to give to the poor farmer 10, 20, 100 of the seed that the earth has eaten. Other times, he casts his seed, but for lack of rain the earth becomes hard over the seed, and the substance of the seed that it encloses does not find a way to make life go forth, and the poor farmer must have patience to receive the harvest of his seeds. But still, by having sown the seed he has already done something, and can hope, who knows, a rain can give moisture to the earth that, possessing the substance of his seed, will put forth what he has sown. Or else cutting the hardness, tilling it, forms the ways in order to let his seed reproduce so that in spite of the fact that the earth does not immediately produce the multiplicity of the seed that it received with time, circumstances, rain, it can produce a most abundant harvest that the sower did not expect. Now, if the farmer, despite all the difficulties of the earth, can hope to receive an abundant harvest, more so I, celestial farmer, having put forth from my divine bosom to sow many seeds of celestial truths in order to sow them in the depth of your soul, and the whole world will be filled by the harvest. Do you want to believe, therefore, that because of the doubts and difficulties of a few, some like earth without moisture, some like hard and callous earth, I would not make my superabundant harvest? My daughter, you are mistaken. The time, the people, the circumstances, change, and what today can be seen black, tomorrow will be seen white, because many times one sees according to the predispositions they have, and according to the sight, either long or short, that the intellect possesses. Poor little ones, one needs compassion for them. but everything isn't that I have already made this owing in her, the thing most necessary, most substantial, most interesting, that is, manifested my truths. If I have done my labor, the main part has been put forth in work. I have found your earth in order to cast my seed, the rest will come by itself. And the doubts, the difficulties, the pains, serve just like the wood, the fire, the poor farmer would make use of in order to cook the harvested seed, and make of it his food. They serve for me and you as sons in order to make my truths mature in hearts, as wood and fire in order to give them not with words alone, but with practice, and by the sacrifice of the fire of their own life, to cook them in order to convert it into the sweetest food, and to feed it to the creatures. My daughter, if I had wanted to listen to what was said about me, and to the contradictions that they made to me about the truths that I manifested when I came on earth, I would not have formed the redemption, nor manifested my gospel. And yet they were the most learned, the noblest part, some who had studied scriptures, and some who taught religion to the people. I let them talk, and with love and invincible patience I endured their continuous contradictions, and they served me as wood for the pains that they gave me, in order to burn and consume myself on the cross for the love of them and of everyone. The same today, if I would want to listen to what they say about the truths of my divine will, I would have put an end to the manifestations about it, and to the designs that I want to fulfill by manifesting them. But no, we are not subject to changeability. The human work has this weakness, and acts according to the appreciation that others make them, but us, know the divine work is immutable. When we decide, there is no one who changes us, neither all creatures, nor all hell. Nevertheless, with our inextinguishable love we wait for times, circumstances, and people who would serve us for what we have established. Therefore, I do not want you to worry. And, making our divine ways yours, if necessary place the sacrifice of your life, in order to obtain that my divine will be known and reign in the whole world. My sweet Jesus became silent, and I continued to think about the impossibility that the divine will can reign on earth as in heaven, and Jesus, sighing, added, "Blessed daughter, what is impossible for men, is completely possible for God. And if it were impossible that my will could reign on earth as in heaven, my all-paternal goodness would not have taught the prayer of the Our Father, because to make impossible things prayed for, I would not have done. Nor would I have recited it with so much love as first, placing myself at the head of all. Nor would I have taught it to the apostles so that they could teach it to the whole world as the most beautiful and most substantial prayer of my church. I do not want impossible things, nor do I demand from the creature, nor do I myself do, impossible things. Therefore, if it would have been impossible that my divine will come to reign on earth as it does in heaven, I would have taught a prayer useless and without effect, and I do not know how to do useless things. At the most I wait even centuries, but I must make the fruit of my taught prayer arise, even more because gratuitously, without anyone having told me, I gave this great good that my will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. The same for creation, I myself, without anyone having prayed me, extended the heavens, I created the sun, and everything else. The same for my will, completely spontaneous I told them, pray that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when spontaneously pray this will happen as said, without anyone having importuned me, it means that first I looked at everything in my all-seeingness, I pondered things very well, and when I saw that this was possible, then I decided to teach the Our Father, wanting the human will united to ours so that it might yearn that it would come to reign on earth as it does in heaven. Therefore, everything I have manifested about my will, is enclosed in these words alone, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In these few words are contained abysses of graces, of sanctity, of light, and abysses of communication and divine transformations between the Creator and creature. My daughter, it was the regal gift that your Jesus made to the human generations, as fulfillment of my redemption. My love was not yet content, my sufferings had not brought me full satisfaction. I wanted to still give, I wanted to see my heaven on earth in the midst of my children. Therefore, a few days before departing for heaven, first I decided to give my will on earth as it is in heaven, and afterwards I taught the Our Father, in which I remained committed to giving this great gift. And your Jesus, when he commits himself, never fails to keep his word. Therefore, do not place doubts, and if the others doubt, let them, because they do not know how I would develop things. I have power and will in my hands, and that is enough for me. And you, remain in peace, and always follow my volition. Trust your Jesus, and you will see. Fiat.